Hi, everybody. Welcome to listen to our podcast. Today, Sam is house. I'm the host, Jenny. Here is our guest.
Hi, I'm Nancy.
I will read some information and ask Nancy a few questions. The first question, what do you think of the health problem?
Actually, I'm just a 15-year-old girl, so this problem is not really related to me. But my family's, my grandfather died just nearly 3 months ago, and he died because of the lung cancer. And at that time, it's a really sad news for me. So I'm dreaming to be a doctor in the future so I can save a lot of lives.
Okay, the second one, emerging issues in global health. Globally, the rate of death from non-communicable causes such as heart disease, stroke, and injuries is growing. At the same time, the number of deaths from infectious disease, how do you feel that?
Honestly speaking, I never heard about my family's or my friends who died because of the heart disease. So I don't know really, I don't know a lot of that. But actually, my mother is a doctor in the hospital, so she had told me a lot of things, just such as the easy, the first aid. So when I see old people who have the heart disease, suddenly, I can come forward and I can try to help them use my first aid knowledge to help them.
That's a good answer. Let's move the third one. Some global aspects of health issues, such as the impact of poverty and inequality. What is the same you think most related to this issue?
I think the most related to this one is the poverty, because we have done some research, and with a lot of the global issues, and everyone kind of connected with the other one have some special things, such as the poverty and the health. For example, in Africa, it's a kind of poor country, and many people don't have enough money to have the clean water to drink. So just imagine that they don't have enough money for water, for food, and for clothes. So when they have some disease, how can they go to the hospital and afford for the medical expenses and treat for themselves?
Thank you. Take a rest and we will come back soon. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We will keep going. The first question, as the world and its economies become increasingly globalized, including extensive international travel and commerce, it is necessary to think about health in a global context. Rarely, a week goes by without a headline about the emergency or re-emergency of an infectious disease or other health threat somewhere in the world. What's your suggestion the government or organization to do the improve?
I will mention a few points. The first one, the medical expenses. In the modern world, the medical expenses is really high. So if some people can't afford the required money, and the hospital will probably stop the treatment for the patient. And the second one, so improve the people's fitness awareness. So some people have really good habits, such as go to the gym or exercise on time every day. So I think it's a good thing need to be encouraged. And the third one, I suggest that the hospital offer to check your body for free. And some, such as some old people, they don't have enough money and they are afraid to go to hospital to check their body if they have some potentially disease. And the last one, it's recommended that people go to some place when a time the high incidence of influenza, because the kind of flu is really to give it to other people. So if you found that you have a fever, so please don't go to school and don't go to some public places.
Okay, the last questions. The United States cooperates with other countries to address priority public health issues and prepare for the response to emerging and pandemic diseases. In February 2010, the United States announced a new global health initiative which invests $63 billion over 6 years to help partner countries improve health outcomes, with a particular focus on improving the health of women, newborns, and children. Do you agree to put billions of dollars on the health problem? Is that a big issue?
Actually, I strongly agree that one. And healthy life is the most important thing, in my opinion. So imagine that if you don't have a healthy body, so your job and money are useless. And instead of putting money on some other things, and I really agree that the government put millions of dollars on this to buy some kind of new equipment and some new machines for some disease, and they can save more lives and make people have a more healthy life.
Thank you for listening.